This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Mikal Harel, and my passion is building and leading global customer success groups, both in high growth as well as established trade companies in North America, Europe, Middle East. And so, as you can imagine, user adoption is a big part of my day to day.
Mikal, how are you involved with user adoption?
So really for me and my team, user adoption is an obvious goal. It's one of our main KPIs. We sell and we provide services to in technology. And so user adoption is what we do. For me, this is the obvious. Users should use our technology. This is not really a major goal, or this is not what I believe it should be. I'm after user addiction. And I'm happy to explain why I feel that user addiction is much different than user adoption. And if you want to build a great product or a great service, and you really want to bring value, then you really need to push towards addiction and not just adoption.
Mikal, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Yeah, so, some people might say, my product is not a must-have. I mean, I have a great product, but there are different products out there. It's hard for me to differentiate. And I don't think that, or I have challenges in making the point or arguing that my product is the product that should be used. I hear from different users that they love the product, but they have 12 different products that they use. Or that they love the product, but it's too complicated to use it. Or that they don't have the time to actually learn it, or that their manager makes a decision to go with a different product. And that's why I say that I think that when you go into the level of addiction and not just adoption, then you overcome some of those challenges. And the main difference for me is that you might like doing something, you might like a product, but if tomorrow it's not there, you'll be able to continue doing your work. If you move into this emotional connection with the product, then it's a different story. Then if tomorrow your manager is going to come and say we're switching products, or if you get a problem and you don't really know how to use the product, you will be motivated to contact support, to get help, to get trained. You know, and my answer to people that say my product is not a must-have, I always give soda, like Coca-Cola as an example. Like, I think you can live on water, but some people cannot imagine themselves living without Coke. And I think that when you move to this level of adoption, addiction, when your user really see your product as part of their day-to-day, it's something that makes their life easier, that helps them get to their goals, and you know, to get a bonus, to be recognized, then you really move to the right level of adoption.
Mikal, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think that the most important thing is to put yourself in your user's shoes. What are his goals and what does he want to achieve? And how much time he has to use your product? And get into the details. I know it's a lot of work, but it's very important, because when you're building everything, and I'll explain, and I'll give a few tips of how I build adoption, then you really need to be very focused on who's the user that is going to use it, when he's going to use it, where, why, why was there a decision to go with this solution. You have to pull everything together in order to really focus. One of the main things that I believe you should do in order to help adoption is build an education program around your findings. And it depends whether this product is complex or it's very out of the box and easy to use, and the time that the user has to actually learn to get trained. If it's a solution that is part of an established industry, so the user knows the value of using the product, or maybe you build a solution that is kind of a new industry or a new technology. And then it's not only that you need to train your user of adopting your own product, but you also need to, and this is where we work very closely with marketing teams, is really to build the positioning of the industry itself. Like, why do you even need one of these, you know, similar products? Or why do you, why is it using this product is going to make your life easier? So this is a very important understanding. Also, you want to know, you want to build a support model to provide an easy, quick, and painless experience with questions. We all know that when I use a software and I have a problem, not always I contact support. I'm busy. I don't have the time. In many cases, I'm just going to leave it and move to something else, you know, do it without a solution or with a different solution. I want to make sure that my support system is so easy to use and painless and provide answers very quickly. So my user is not alone. I want my user to feel that he's not alone. And that goes to the next point of building a community. Allow sharing. It is so important to allow those users to create a community, to help them to, and not, by the way, in a great community, they will not necessarily talk about your product. They will talk about the value, their findings, how this helped them with a challenge that they had, how it helped them, you know, with a personal goal. And of course, you know, your software or your solution or your service is going to be the reason why, or the, you know, the stick around it, or the reason why everyone is joining this community, but and will lead adoption. But the end goal is for the user not to feel alone, to feel that he's trained, to feel that he has someone to contact, to feel that he's seen. And by the way, you know, some people might say, yeah, this is really relevant for a very big solution, an enterprise level, but not for like an SMB or for something that is out of the box. I disagree. I think that you can use lots of systems to create that. You need to create the environment of caring and should not be necessarily towards complex solution. In every solution that you use, you should feel that someone is there to help you, that it's very easy for you to use, that the value is very clear, that you know why you're using it. Tomorrow, someone else is going to come and someone else will come and provide you with a different solution. And it will be very easy for you to make the case why you can't even imagine yourself going to a different solution, starting to learn everything from scratch. You know, it answers all your needs. You know, you're involved in solving future problems, you know, lots of consulting with the users on challenges that you have in the company, like your roadmap, or where should you go, or what the future holds. Like you have the, you know, you have your user groups, use it, you know, use, and this is really, you know, I know I'm saying a lot of things here, because we don't have a lot of time, but it's if you hear everything is around the user. You know, we talk about adoption, but the word user is the key here for me.
Mikkel, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Yeah, so I wrote a few articles. You can find it on LinkedIn. And I think that, as I said, each and every company out there or customer success person should go and learn about the user, about the industry that he's at. And from there, he will learn about adoption. The key is first to understand the industry and your user, and only then to move to actual adoption tactics. I think that many companies are making the mistakes of jumping into adoption too quickly before, and lots of playbooks and you know, out of the box tips before they even understand their users. So for me, it's first is understanding the industry and the user and the problem that we're solving, and then building the tactics around it, and the playbooks of how do we get to adoption. As I said, my teams, when I push them, I look at addiction, not at adoption. Adoption is for me a must have, like an obvious goal for any company.
Well, thanks, Mikkel.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.